From Spark and Anvil in Venture Quest, this is Build, in Chapter 1 of the Venture Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the corner of the workshop, a beaver tween named Build was gluing a cardboard box to a broken umbrella and grinning like it was the best idea anyone had ever had. It was not the best idea anyone had ever had. It was honestly a mess. The box sagged, the umbrella wouldn't stay open. A little pile of tape scraps was building up around Build's feet like snow. Another kid stopped in the doorway. "What is that?" "It's a rain shade for a market stall," Build said, not looking up. "Or it will be. This one's the bad version." "Then why are you making it?" "Because the bad version is the only way to find out why it's bad." Build set the umbrella box thing on the bench and tapped it. It wobbled, then flopped sideways. "See? The base is too light. I didn't know that a minute ago. Now I do." Build was already reaching for a heavier piece of wood. "That's not a fail. That's the whole reason I built it." The kid frowned. "So you wanted it to flop?" "I didn't want it, but I wasn't scared of it." Build finally looked up, warm pine brown fur dusted with cardboard fluff. "The first version is supposed to be bad. You make it, you show it, you learn from it. Then the next one is a little less bad." A grin. "Do that enough times and eventually you've got something people actually want. But you can't skip the flopping part. Nobody can."
Build hadn't always been so easy about the flopping. There'd been a spring fair a couple of years back where Build spent 3 whole weeks in secret building a perfect toy boat to sell. Sanded smooth, painted twice, not shown to a single soul, because it wasn't ready yet. And if it wasn't ready, someone might laugh. On fair day, Build set the boat in the pond. It rolled over and sank in 4 seconds. The hull was beautiful and completely the wrong shape. Build stood there with a wet, ruined boat and a hot, tight feeling climbing up from the stomach, the kind that says, "Everyone saw. Everyone knows you should have hidden it better." 3 weeks, gone. An older maker, a slow, kind otter who ran the fair's craft tent, crouched down beside the sad little boat. She didn't say it was fine. She said, "3 weeks, and you never floated at once?" Build shook their head, miserable. "So you learned the hull was wrong on the very last day, in front of everyone." She turned the boat over gently. "If you'd floated a rough one on day one, no paint, no sanding, just to see, you'd have known in 4 seconds instead of 3 weeks, and nobody would have been watching yet." Build blinked. "But it would have looked terrible." "It would have looked early," she said. "Early isn't terrible. Early is just honest about not being finished." She smiled. "The bad ones aren't the enemy. Hiding is the enemy." Build didn't fix the boat that day. But the hot, ashamed feeling loosened into something lighter, almost curious. Show it early. Let it flop where it's cheap to flop. Somehow that made the whole thing possible to try again.
Build came to Venture Quest at 12, drawn to a place that treated making and testing like a real craft instead of a thing to be ashamed of. Ledger, who ran the workshop's quiet planning corner, met Build at the bench and asked one question. "How do you know if an idea's any good?" Build didn't answer with words. Build grabbed a strip of cardboard, folded it into a little cup with a handle in about a minute, and held it out. Crooked, bent, obviously thrown together. "That's not finished," Ledger said, testing. "It's not supposed to be." Build set it down. "It's finished enough to show someone and ask, 'Would this even help you?' If they say no, I've spent 1 minute and a scrap of cardboard finding out, instead of a month building the fancy version of a thing nobody wanted." Ledger looked at the crooked little cup for a long moment, then nodded slowly. "Fast and honest beats slow and secret," Ledger said. "You belong here." Build's corner of the workshop filled up with rough, half-finished things, and kids who slowly stopped being embarrassed by them. A girl named Spot came in one afternoon, slumped. She'd sketched a whole plan for a plant watering gadget, but hadn't built any of it.
I don't want to make it yet, she said. What if it's bad? Build knew that slump exactly. The boat, the pond, the 4 seconds. Listen, talk to some gardeners, right? What did they actually struggle with? Carrying little seedlings around without dropping them, Spot said. Build was already pulling cardboard, cape, and a scrap of cloth off the shelf. Then let's make it bad, 3 ways, right now. 20 minutes later, there were 3 lumpy things on the bench. A cardboard caddy with a floppy handle, a cloth pouch, a tiny wheeled cart that leaned to one side. Spot winced. They look so bad. They are bad, Build beamed. That's why we're not going to guess which idea is best. We're going to ask. We show all 3 to the gardeners and let them tell us which bad thing is closest to useful. Then we make the better version of that one. Build lifted the caddy. Its handle drooped. Costs us a scrap of cardboard and an afternoon. Guessing wrong costs us weeks. Spot picked up the leaning cart, turned it over, and, almost without meaning to, found the wheel that was on backwards. Oh, that's why it leans. See? Bilt said softly. You just learned that in 2 seconds. It didn't cost you anything but a little cardboard. That's not a fail. That's you being wrong on purpose, so you don't have to be wrong later where it's expensive. Spot laughed and set the cart down more gently than she'd picked it up.
Later, when the others had gone, Spot stayed behind with a quieter question. When you show someone the bad version, she said, and they don't like it, doesn't that just feel like you're bad? Build thought about the pond, the 3 secret weeks, the hot, tight feeling that had said you should have hidden it.
It used to, Build admitted.
I hid things for the longest time, trying to make them perfect first, so nobody could laugh. And every single time, hiding just meant I found out too late, big and painful all at once. Build ran a thumb over a soft, dented piece of cardboard. But when you show a rough one early and someone says, "This bit doesn't work," they're not talking about you. They're just handing you a clue, free. That's not embarrassing. That's the best gift there is. Spot nodded slowly, and Build watched the shy, hidden hunch come out of her shoulders. The same way, at a pond years ago, Build's own had. Build didn't say the rest out loud, but felt it, warm and steady. The messiest, most unfinished thing on the bench is usually the bravest one there. It's not hiding, and that's what makes it lighter to carry.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Build. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.